1941, 42, 43. They had to prepare for the war. The United States had to come, had to make the material, had to send the people over, had to practice. They came across here on June 6, 1944. They had to climb the cliffs of Normandy. They're in France. Had CNN and the liberals been in charge, they would have said, what did France ever do to us? How come we're attacking France? Don't we know the troubles up there in Berlin? What are we doing down here after the real war against the Nazis over there? But fortunately, you ask these people where Al-Qaeda is. Al-Qaeda is everywhere. They said it's got cells in the United States, got cells all throughout Western Europe, has cells everywhere. How about Iraq? That's the only place Al-Qaeda is not. What are we doing in Iraq? Iraq, and Al-Qaeda is not there. Nevertheless. So. <laughs> 336 days later, they marched into Berlin, and that was the end of the war. But during that, from June, and then at Christmas time, you want to talk about a lack of intelligence? How did you not know this? The Germans got together, and Hitler had what was called an offensive. He got everything he scrapped together from all over the place, and he began to charge. He began to move this way. Now, what you could have faithfully said is, why didn't you know that? And we could all have a public hearing and call the generals in. And how come you didn't know anything? We didn't care about that. Why didn't we want to win the war? And that was called the Battle of the Bulge. And the Battle of the Bulge pushed them all the way back, and it left Americans stranded all over the place back here. And you've all seen the Dirty Dozen and other things. They didn't have any command or control. Anybody tell them what to do, but they were Americans and they loved freedom. They could think for themselves. And so they blew up the supply dumps. They blew up the railroads. They did what had to be done. And they said at the end of World War II that the Allies had a secret weapon. It was the American GI. And in the process of it, they won. Don't do that. That just encourages me. And so in the process of this, just to understand how it works, is that in preparation for coming across the English Channel, the British and the Americans did a little practice amphibious attack on the British shoreline, just to see how you do this trick. In the process of that, we lost 800 men. 800. Now, CNN, if they would have known that, they could have run up to the wives and mothers. What do you think? That crazy Franklin Roosevelt, that idiot, he can't even, why, he lost 800 people just attacking our own shores. Think of what it's going like when he gets over here and runs into the real problem. But, you know, people didn't know that. But you know who did know that? Winston Churchill knew that. Franklin Roosevelt knew that. That's why we honor them, because they kept their eye on the goal. They knew what the price of freedom was, and they were willing to pay it. George Washington barely won a battle. George Washington barely won a battle. Why do we remember him? Because in defeat and escape and defeat and people quitting and starving and all the rest and people not supporting him, our own country turned against him and all that, he won the war. Why? Because he knew that freedom was worth the price and he's willing to go ahead and do it. Poor Abraham Lincoln lost 1863, 1862, 1864. He lost over and over and over 53,000 people at Gettysburg. The Battle of Cold Harbor. Now, I'll bet there aren't a whole lot of people remember Cold Harbor. In Cold Harbor, in one morning, the Union side lost 17,000 dead. One little morning. So here you got Abraham Lincoln, but he kept going through all that. Why do we honor him? Because he was a man of character. He knew what the price was. He stayed there, and freedom won in the end because he was secure. Now, what is the distinction? The distinction is that unlike unique people, Washington, Lincoln, Roosevelt, Churchill, you and I now have all that information. And the question is whether or not we're going to be strong. Or when somebody starts to scream, did you know they lost 800 people? And just in a practice session for D-Day, they would say, yes, because we're willing to listen to what Winston Churchill said in his very first address on the day that he walked into the parliament. He said this, I only use these when I want to see. He said this, no one can predict, no one can even imagine how this terrible war against Nazi aggression will run its course or how far it will spread or how long it will last. Can't we get people home by Christmas? No, how long it will last. Long, dark months of trials and tribulations are all I can promise that lie before us. Not only great dangers, but many more misfortunes, many shortcomings, many mistakes, many disappointments will surely be our lot. Death and sorrow will be the companions on this journey. Hardship, our garment. They're going to have to sleep in the air raid shelters and all the rest. But constancy and valor is our only shield. We must be united. We must be undaunted. We must be inflexible. Our qualities and deeds must burn and glow through the gloom of Europe until that quality of our qualities and deeds must burn and glow throughout all of Europe until they become the veritable beacon of Europe's salvation. In other words, if we get weak here, they don't have a chance. And so we need to understand that the whole world is watching us, and we're a tiny little island. But if we fail, everyone will fail.